Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each Friday is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Friday night, mid-May, but I'm still stumped from the challenge from last time.
I said, start with the name L. Frank Baum. Change one letter to an N, and you can spell a three-letter word for a person you see at a baseball game, and two words, three letters and four letters, for actions you might see at a baseball game. What are the words?
Well, lately it's been rainouts.
Yeah, no kidding. If you change the M to an N, you can spell fan, run, and balk. All right, Ian, on May 17th, 1954, the United States Supreme Court handed down its decision in Brown v. Board of Education. The court decided that segregation in public schools was unconstitutional, even if those segregated schools were otherwise equal. Their determination that separate facilities were inherently unequal and therefore violate the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment is one of a series of decisions that have essentially, if not officially, overruled Plessy v. Ferguson, an earlier case that first established the separate but equal doctrine. To commemorate the decision in Brown v. Board of Education, each correct answer this week will contain the word Brown.
Okay.
What name comes next sequentially in this list? Margaret Thatcher, John Major, Tony Blair.
Gordon Brown.
That is correct. And what is the list of?
British Prime Ministers.
In 1965, television producer Lee Mendelsohn helped pitch a show to Coca-Cola, the company looking to advertise during the show, that would contain, as he explained to them, quote, winter scenes, a school play, a scene to be read from the Bible, and a soundtrack containing jazz and traditional music. This special, which aired later that year, was titled what?
Oh, okay. I remembered the category. Is it Charlie Brown?
Winter scenes.
A Charlie Brown Christmas?
Yeah. It is called a Charlie Brown Christmas. That's right. By what name do we most commonly know a boy detective whose real first name is Leroy and who charges 25 cents per day plus expenses to solve cases, who appears in a series of 29 novels by Donald J. Sobel, published between 1963 and 2012?
I think I read all 29 of them. Encyclopedia Brown.
I know I did. They were amazing books. Yes, Encyclopedia Brown is correct. And the Encyclopedia Brown books have never been out of print. What two words fill in the blank in this statement made in August of 1969? To get back to the warning that I've received, you might take it with however many grains of salt you wish, that the blank that is circulating around us is not specifically too good. It's suggested that you do stay away from that. Of course, it's your own trip, so be my guest.
Shouts to our listeners in Sullivan County near Bethel Woods, the brown acid.
That's right. And that was said by the master of ceremonies at Woodstock. His name was Chip. That was his nickname, Chip Monk. Get it? And he was asked to be the master of ceremonies right before the concert started because they realized they hadn't picked one yet. And finally, in a famous pangram that first appeared in a Boston newspaper in 1885 as part of an article about good sentences for students to use to practice writing, what animal jumps over the lazy dog?
Brown fox?
Yes, he's the quick brown fox. Yes, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. Well, Ian certainly didn't get tripped up by the brown acid this week. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase brown rice. Change one letter to an O, not the one that's already there, of course, and you can spell the names of two things, four letters and five letters, that a king or queen might wear. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, let's get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.